Well, you also have friends in the Samsung community when you guys meet on a monthly basis in the Samsung fan club. And now you can get really excited about the much anticipated release of Samsung's new internet app, which is Samsung's branded specific browser for Android. And this is worth noting because it supports ad blocking. We talked about this a few weeks ago. It was a hot debated topic.
Oh, yes, it was.
But sure enough, if you are evil and don't like to pay content creators, you can turn on ad blocking. I'm just kidding. You can turn on
ad blocking.
I know,
me and Josh are like shriveling.
I know, exactly. But you can turn on ad blocking, and the Samsung internet browser will block them. They've also got secret mode, which is kind of like incognito mode or private browsing on Firefox. So that's out there. So if you got a Samsung phone, you can download that. It's in the Google Play Store. It's free. I don't know why you'd want it, but whatever. It's fine.
I mean, not to get into the debate about ads,
but Ron's really selling it on
mobile. I will admit, like, it's a stark change when you're on your Chrome and you have ad block on or anything like that. And then you go to the phone and you just realize all these things you're not seeing.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we did talk about this a couple weeks ago, and the third party code injection that occurs on web pages is criminal now.
Yeah.
And when you do install ad blocking, the speed increase you see is remarkable.
It's incredible, yes.
Unfortunately, it doesn't pay the bills. You know, like,
But depending on where you're going on the internet, ad blocking is also like, it's like the 88th percentile of keeping viruses and all this adware off of your computer also. Because once an ad gets in, also other code can.
Yeah.
So it's also a protection thing. This is why
we need Pokemon for protection.
I still love Google Contributor. I wish they would do more of it. I'd gladly pay more than I'm paying.
So yeah.